Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. 20 minutes after 8. John Hines in for Dave Lee. Dave will be back tomorrow morning at 6 for the morning news here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Joined this morning by Joe Tamburino. Joe is the chair of the Downtown Business Association. And to talk a little bit about what's been going on downtown, and Joe, so much of it is not good. A gathering last night, family and friends gathered in the city's theater district, where 21-year-old Enzo Herrera suffered a fatal gunshot in the chest on Saturday. Minneapolis police have made an arrest with a 23-year-old suspect in custody, the 31st reported homicide in Minneapolis in 2019. And I imagine downtown businesses have to be looking for some kind of a more vivid response, Joe.
Absolutely. Here's the situation. Right now, we don't have enough police officers patrolling downtown, and they're not enforcing the basic rules of behavior on Hennepin Avenue that we should have. And I'm the chair of the Downtown Minneapolis Neighborhood Association. We do include a lot of businesses. And everyone has a rightful complaint about what's happening, which is we need to control the behavior on Hennepin Avenue.
You know, it seems like it's predicated around, you know, gatherings of people. When we've seen some of the assaults that have happened, Joe, in just recent weeks, and I know there's been, you know, some charges made in some of those, but it's just these gatherings of people coming together, and I don't know what the solution is for that.
Well, there's a good solution. Let's do what we did last year and the other years right before the Super Bowl and throughout the Super Bowl, which is we had the police on the street in force. And we also were enforcing basic rules of conduct on Hennepin Avenue. I mean, the city council needs to step up to the plate and support our police department. Because remember, 2 years ago, they took away blocking the sidewalk as a municipal crime. And what happens is there seems to be this tolerance for terrible, bad behavior on the street. If you start making arrests and enforcing basic rules of conduct on the street, then you blocking the sidewalk for hours, which then causes fights, problems, and unfortunately sometimes gunfire.
You know, we saw that Chief Arredondo and the mayor asked for, Mayor Fry, asked for additional officers. They didn't get anywhere near what they were hoping to get, but maybe it's a start. Maybe they were thinking of over a period of time. But are the police outmanned at this point?
Completely outmanned. I mean, look at it this way. Milwaukee, which is a very comparable city, has about 100,000 more people than we do, but they have 1,200 officers. We have a little over 400,000 people. We have only about 840 officers. The mayor is right. The police chief is right. But unfortunately, the city council won't get behind it. I mean, city council member Fletcher, who represents the downtown district, is against more police officers, which is ridiculous. We need more officers on the street, and they have to be enforcing the law.
Chatting with Joe Tamburino, who is the chair of the Downtown Minneapolis Neighborhood Association, and that does include many businesses. And these businesses, Joe, you know as well as I do, are impacted by any of these behaviors that are happening.
Absolutely. We just had a business that's closing on Washington Avenue, Sanctuary Restaurant, which was a great restaurant. And other than the high taxes that they had to endure, one of the chief complaints they had, and it was a rightful complaint, was that there was too much vandalism and too much crime going around their business. When their patrons would park in the parking lot, their cars would get broken into, a couple of them got assaulted. That is not the way a first-class city should operate. We should be better than that. And part of being better than that is getting the police out there and making and enforcing the law. And the city council needs to get behind it. This is the only city council where all of a sudden just being pro-law enforcement is controversial. I really don't understand it.
You know, we know that there are cameras all around downtown, and they're being monitored, I'm assuming, at a central location. But one of the comments that we heard, and I think it was from Mayor Fry, said that, you know, the response time is just so extended right now that, you know, it's taking too long for police to be able to respond when they do witness something on these cameras.
The mayor's absolutely right, because there's only so many places that a police officer could respond to within a few minutes. When you're constantly running because you're understaffed from neighborhood to neighborhood, the 911 call response time is going to go down. That's why we need more officers. I mean, look at it this way. The chief and the police chief and the mayor, all they want is 14 officers. That's all they want, but they can't get it.
Yeah, it does seem remarkable. And why do you think this attitude of being, you know, against the idea of additional law enforcement? Is it because they don't like the way it looks or the way it appears?
Yes, I think what we need is a part-time city council, because right now, in a full-time city council, they seem to just want to justify their jobs and do whatever it takes to make sure they have their job. If we had a part-time council where these people had regular jobs out in the community and then ran city government, they would be much more responsive to the community.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'm sure you've been to the city council and you've addressed these concerns.
Yeah, we have. And, you know, Council Member Goodman is fabulous. She does a great job, but she's the voice in the wilderness. So, yeah.
Well, Joe, I appreciate the problem.
Thank you.
And I appreciate your coming on to talk a little bit about it. There are so many people who are listening saying right now, oh, that's why I never go downtown. That's why I'm not going downtown.
So, unfortunately, that happens. I know.
Yeah. Joe, always a pleasure to have a chance to chat. And I know as well, you know, for you, people have heard you many times on WCCO radio and your role as a criminal defense attorney commenting on various cases. But this is something altogether different here with the downtown.
Well, thank you. Anytime.
All
have
right.
A good morning.
Talk to you soon. Again, Joe Tamburino. It's 26 minutes after 8 o'clock here. News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.